famous images of Israeli gunboats before commandos attacked a Turkish-led aid flotilla on its way to Gaza with humanitarian aid last year. However, these images are from a film due to open in Turkish cinemas nationwide this weekend. Hailed as the truth by pro-Palestinian supporters and labelled anti-Semitic by pro-Israelis, the makers say it's a film based on real events with a fictitious twist.
Until now, Israel felt they were untouchable, but they now see this is not the case. Of course, we are exploring this from a cinematic side, and we are going to explore this more.
The film, which is set to cause a controversy, has already been banned in German cinemas. The Turkish Foreign Ministry immediately responded with a written statement, postponing the opening of the new Turkish production, Valley of the Wolves, Palestine, because of its alleged anti-Israeli content, is baseless. The film is ultimately just a film. However, the film does reflect a growing unease in Ankara over Israeli policies towards the Palestinians.
We're not happy with what the government is doing there, and therefore we have openly criticized them because we are friends with Israel. And as friends, we have the right to criticize. And we feel that what the Israeli government has done with regard to Gaza and with regard to the Palestinians is wrong.
Turkey wants a full apology for the Israeli raid and compensation for the families of 9 activists who died. Last year, Turkey recalled its ambassador to Jerusalem after the same production company depicted Mossad agents running a child trafficking ring in a TV series. The episode led to a diplomatic crisis between the two countries. Turkey's ambassador has yet to return. Whether the film will prolong his absence remains to be seen. Jody Sobral, Press TV, Istanbul.